And now an address from the President of the United States. Good evening, my fellow Americans. I've come to address the troubling times that you all must be having. I know what you're thinking. Osama bin Laden is dead, unemployment is below 8.5%, and Americans are starting to be less obese and eat healthier foods thanks to the efforts of the First Lady. What troubling times is Obama speaking about? Well, I'll tell you. The troubling times brought about by the lack of any clear-cut Republican candidate. Now, I know what you're thinking. Isn't that a good thing for Obama? Well, yes, it is. But it also means that for the next 6 to 8 months, the debates I'll have to sit through will be boring, since I'll have won them in the first 15 minutes. Now, if you hear that and you think I'm getting a little cocky, let's run through some of the top Republican frontrunners and see how those debates would play out. Newt Gingrich. First of all, who are you? None of us know you. But just in case we do, Newt, tell us. How's that marriage? Also, wouldn't the presidency be a strain on your marriage? Does your wife know where you are right now? Mr. Rick Santorum, first, I'd like to note that a sweater vest is not presidential. There is never a point where anyone will see you in a sweater vest and think, oh, there's the most powerful man in the world. Never will happen, never has, never will. Also, Mr. Santorum has said that he doesn't believe in condoms. Well, I hate to tell you, Rick, but condoms don't need your faith to exist. According to Rick Santorum, America is built on strong families. Now, that's something I can agree with. America is built on the backs of strong families. However, Mr. Santorum has also said that he doesn't believe in gay marriage or adoption, which makes me think that he really doesn't support strong families. Mitt Romney. Why is Mitt your nickname? Your real name isn't Mitchell. I'm going to assume that your real name is Mint. I'm going to call you that from now on. Now, Mittens believes in what's called supply-side economics. In other words, Mittens wants to take the businessmen who have been getting tax breaks for the last 20 years and give them more tax breaks, preferably for another 20 years. Now, truthfully, Mittens probably has the best chance of beating me because he's the best spoken, he's the most moderate, and he also hates Chinese people. However, Mittens, the problem is that everyone thinks that you're crazy because you're Mormon, when truthfully, you're just a little crazy. So, no one's concerned about you. So, as you can see, the odds are stacked in my favor. But, don't worry, I'm still working hard. I'm going to stay in top debating form, so that come election day, you will all still have a clear decision for the best candidate. I want to thank you for your time. And welcome to the Sketchy Negro.
You're listening to the Sketchy Negro Podcast with your host, Jay Jones. Tonight's guests include, from Single Simulcast, Rashani. From Twitter, Joanna Martin. Also, Little Chris. And now, here's Jay Jones.
Okay, I feel like I have to level with you guys and just tell you that that wasn't Obama. That was me doing a really poor impression of Obama. But anyway, what is up, Internet? It's me, I'm Jay Jones, and this is yet another episode of The Sketchy Negro. Fun fact, episode 2 is actually 3 to 4 days later than I thought it was going to be. I had some stuff come up in what I like to call real life. And so because of that stuff, coming up, I didn't get the show done, specifically this part that you listen to right now. The whole listen to me talk in between the show. Also, I had some sketches for stuff that I was going to do, didn't do, may still get done. Anyway, so working on it now. If you listen to this, that means I got it done and up, and you no longer have to hear me whine about why it's not up. So, that having been said, let's just jump right into it. I don't even have a way to set up this next sketch, but it's great. Shout out to Joanna Moffitt for helping me with this one. Check it out.
Controversial, intriguing, intense. These are all words used to describe the enigmatic Leroy Washington. Now, for the first time ever, he's agreed to do an interview, and he's chosen to do so with First 60. I didn't know what to expect, and he didn't disappoint. Here it is now in a First 60 exclusive. First off, can I call you Leroy?
Only if I can call you Pretty White Lady.
Sure.
Okay, Pretty White Lady. Or PWL whenever I'm feeling orally lazy.
Leroy, I want to ask you about what happened on March 18th.
Okay.
The police found you with 50 kilos of cocaine, which you claimed was all for you.
Yeah, that's right.
Was it really all for you?
Okay, look, Pretty White Lady. I like to party. Do you know what I mean when I say party?
I guess you mean have a good time?
No, I pretty much mean I like to snort lines of cocaine until I can't see anymore.
Why?
Because that's what society tells me I shouldn't do. So I do the things society says I should not do. That's called doing what society says not to do. That's what I do.
But 50 grams of cocaine.
Kilogram. Actually, it was 50 kilograms, Pretty White Lady. And I know, 50 kilograms really is only enough for like 3, maybe 4 hours of a good high.
Wait, you consume 50 kilograms of cocaine in 4 hours?
Only if it's the good stuff. That cheap stuff doesn't last that long.
Now, Leroy, if I can shift gears for a second. On July 16th of last year, you were seen in public with your 3-month-old daughter.
Right, Malik.
Your daughter's name is Malik?
Yes, Malik DeBarge Washington.
Lovely name.
Oh, thank you. I thought so myself. Her mother wanted to call her, like, something really weird, like Jait, and I was like, no. Malik DeBarge Washington is the name for a young lady.
I agree with you. That's quite a young lady's name. There was this photo taken. In it, you're clearly pouring Maker's Mark into a baby's bottle. In another photograph, we can see you giving that bottle full of whiskey to your infant daughter.
Okay, I can see how there would be a misconception here. See, I am a methodologist.
A what?
I'm a methodologist, Pretty White Lady. That's my religion. We believe that babies should be given mid-grade whiskey once they're of age.
And how old is of age?
How old are babies when they're born?
It depends on who you ask.
Well, that's how old is of age, Pretty White Lady.
Okay. I've never heard of this belief system. You said it was called...
Methodology, Pretty White Lady. Methodology. We have over 300 members worldwide. And you see, we're growing. Pretty White Lady, one day I spilled a bag of Colombian Bam Bam on the bathroom floor at Nixon's nightclub. So I had to snort it all off the floor because of the 5-minute rule.
5-minute rule?
Right, the 5-minute rule. So as I'm finishing snorting this giant pile of cocaine, everything goes black. And I'm standing in front of this walrus. He's on the back of a unicorn. And he's holding 3 golden tickets. And he handed me a golden ticket, Pretty White Lady, me. And then he told me he loved me.
He loves you?
Yes. He told me that he'd always loved me. That I was the only one for him. And that he wanted me to have his golden ticket as his chosen one.
You're his chosen one?
I am the chosen one, Pretty White Lady. The walrus told me so.
Really?
Really? Then he took his tusk off and stabbed me in the heart. Next thing I know, I was on the floor and the paramedics had a needle longer than my arms injected into my chest, shooting me with adrenaline so I could get my life back. But then when I looked in my pocket, I found this.
A golden ticket.
Right. And on this golden ticket are the tenets of methodology. And I will lead my people to the walrus's love, and I have been leading my people to the walrus's love ever since.
Can I see this golden ticket?
Well, PWL, I'm afraid not. It's only for the chosen one's eyes, but I can answer any questions you have about it.
Okay. So what does methodology teach?
It teaches you how to be a better person.
Oh. How?
Enlightenment.
Can you elaborate?
No.
Okay. And giving whiskey to your 3-month-old daughter...
makes her and I both better people. In fact, she'll thank me when she learns how to talk next week.
She's learning to talk next week?
Yes. All I have to do is touch her tongue to this golden ticket. Oh, and this tab of LSD.
What?
Yes, LSD, pretty white lady. I'm sure you've heard of it before. I don't know what the letters stand for. I always imagine it stood for Lazy Susan Dialogue or Listfully Secretly Dishing. I don't know, but it's a tab of LSD, and when I touch my baby's tongue with this tab, she will speak to me in the glorious language of the walrus.
The language of the walrus?
The language of the walrus, pretty white lady. It's outlined here on this golden ticket, which you cannot see.
What does the language of the walrus sound like?
It's similar to the language of the elephant, but I think that's because of the tusks.
I see.
Yes. Do you really see, pretty white lady? Do you really see?
I don't know what you mean by that.
Then I believe your journey is almost complete.
Am I one of the chosen?
This interview is over.
But I have more questions!
I said good day, ma'am.
The Sketchy Negro will be right back.
Lettuce to support your shoe fetish lifestyle, so rich and famous. Robin Leach will get jealous. $500,000 for the stove. Taking trips from here to Rome. So if you ain't got no money, take your broke ass home.
once again, big shout out to one Miss Johanna Moffitt for help with that. That's JohannaMoffitt. Maybe two G's, maybe not. I can't remember. But she is on Twitter. When I put the show up in the description will actually have her Twitter handle in it. Shout out to her. She did a great job as the interviewer. And actually, true story, I was supposed to write a different sketch for her to showcase her unique talents. And I did not. I actually wrote that sketch, which does not showcase much from her, but hopefully she'll come back on the show and then she can show off what she can really do as opposed to just being a pretty white lady, which she is. She is a pretty white lady. One thing I don't know if you guys have really checked out the last show that I did or if you've ever seen it, is one thing I used to do is I used to always do the Netflix gems. The Netflix gems were essentially me highlighting things that I found on Netflix Instant that I liked. For those of you who know me, you know that all I do is just sit around watching Netflix. And lately I've been on this kick of just trying to like finish watching certain things. So I started watching Saturday Night Live. I didn't start in the 70s or the 80s. I tried to start in the 70s and I didn't get any of the references. I didn't get any of the jokes. So I figured I would start with one of my favorite decades, which is the decade surrounding the 2000s. Running from 2000 to 2010, there was a lot of stuff that happened. It was really cool to see how they dealt with 9/11. It was cool to see how they dealt with all the presidential elections. And the best part about it is that it would always have, like, it was like the kind of changing of the guard in the cast there around 2004, 2005. And of course, since this is a sketch comedy podcast, of course, I like sketch comedy. One of the characters that I really am a fan of is actually what is titled The Leatherman. And I like this character just because it always makes me laugh. And I'm not going to lie here. I stole this character for this next sketch. So I actually stole the Leatherman character. This is not... It's an original sketch. I wrote everything myself. The character itself, though, I kind of bit. So, yeah, it's cool, though, because I think I'm already in a lawsuit with NBC Universal as it is. So, hooray. Anyway, check out this next sketch.
No, he hasn't shown up yet. It's only been about 30 minutes. I'm just sitting here drinking. No, believe me, he's only got a few more minutes then.
Hello.
Oh, I gotta go. Hi, I didn't think you were going to show.
I'm sorry I'm running behind. I got a little caught up with some leather I was working with.
Oh no, that's okay. So, is that what you do? Do you work with leather?
Oh no, it's just a hobby of mine. I find that nothing is quite as natural and sensual as taking the skin from an animal you've just killed and shaping it into a fine piece of clothing, or a diaper tote, or something like that.
Oh, okay. So what is it that you do?
I'm a massage therapist at Shady Oaks.
Oh, the upscale retirement community?
Yes.
That must be nice. How did you get started doing that?
Well, I went to junior college. They teach that there. They also teach the artistry that is leather working.
Right.
So, what do you do, Christy?
I'm a marketing consultant.
Are you? Tell me, are you passionate?
Excuse me?
About your work. Are you passionate about it?
Yes. I mean, I guess so. I do like my job.
That's important, Christy. Very important. Nothing gives me more pleasure than helping as many as I can at Shady Oak achieve a full body experience.
Full body experience?
That's right. Just the other day, after I did an extensive amount of massaging to Miss Smith's 93-year-old body, covering every inch of it to work away any stress she may have amassed over her very, very long life, she said my fingers were the supple magic she prayed for every night.
Oh, really?
Yes, really. Tell me, Christy, what do you pray for every night?
Well, it depends. Right now, it's another Cosmo. Where's that waiter?
Oh, you are a delight, Christy. I would love to make that pretty little frame of yours a pair of leather pants so the world could enjoy it as much as you do.
Oh, no, that's not even necessary.
Oh, but I believe it is. A beautiful lady such as yourself deserves to be draped in fine, beautiful, handcrafted leather.
I really don't...
Shh! Don't fight it.
God put the skin on an animal so that we could kill it, and then take the skin off of it, treat it with chemicals, and then stretch it out over our own skin.
Did you just shush me?
Look, Christy, I'm a straight shooter, so I'll just level with you. I want to make babies with you. Lots of beautiful, different colored babies with exotic names like Xander or Goku North.
We just met.
I know. That's what makes this crazy. Here I am, a man who has amassed a small fortune working with leather. And you, you're a petite little goddess made of cinnamon and rainbows.
Wait, a small fortune?
That's right. I've created leather pieces for lots of celebrities.
Really?
You've probably seen my work. The red leather pants of one Miss Britney Spears.
Oh my god, you made those?
I did. I also have made leather pants for Axl Rose, Bon Jovi, all of Wolfmother, and a full suit of leather for Cody Chestnut. And yes, before you ask, he did look good in it, if I do say so myself.
Wow, so why do you work at Shady Oaks?
Oh no, no, I don't work there. I offer my massage therapy services free of charge. I like to think of myself as a sensual humanitarian.
Oh, so tell me about how you think I'm a goddess again.
Well, Christy, I do believe I mentioned cinnamon and rainbows.
Have you begun to realize that everyone on your social networking site has completely and totally begun to ignore you? Do you send DM after DM, only to find out that the man or the woman of your dreams is not paying attention to you? Hi, I'm Tom Schmidt, and I used to be just like you. Then, one day, I decided to end it all by hanging myself. Unfortunately, on that day, the rope that I chose broke. And that's when I decided to invent Tom Schmidt's Safety Suicide Ropes. Tom Schmidt's Safety Suicide Ropes uses a special polymer that ensures the rope will not break, no matter what your weight. So if you're a little obese, you can hang yourself using Tom Schmidt's Safety Suicide Ropes. Tom Schmidt's Safety Suicide Ropes were invented for a classic suicide. That way, when you leave a note, you don't have to have the embarrassing explanation of why you didn't actually go through with it. Trust me, it is embarrassing. So when you're deciding to commit suicide because your life just sucks, turn to Tom Schmidt Safety Suicide Ropes. Tom Schmidt Safety Suicide Ropes, because when your nerves are frayed and have reached a breaking point, your rope never should.
Joining me this evening. How y'all feel? Cause I feel so awesome. How you feel? Awesome. I guess that's awesome. Shorty, you fine and your body is awesome. Wanna roll? Awesome. Well, let's go. Awesome. Yeah. Hands in the sky like A-W-E. Some call me awesome. Some call me busy. Honeys call me often. Gator on my shirt. What did it look awesome? Jesus Christ, I'm good. Please don't draw some. How rude. Stephanie Tanner, you don't gotta watch me, but please watch your manners. And I be getting green so mean. Bruce Banner, gift the flow and presence, man. I'm the new Santa. And I'm saying Kansas where I'm staying. When niggas be bang banging like pops on the wings. And even through the hating and walls, they thought I'd stay in. Who you playing? I done went Super Saiyan. This, that, off the glass, off the floor, off the board jam. We in the building, you wishing you had the floor plans. You just a doorman, doorman. Damn, I wish I had more hands. Now tell me what got two thumbs and knows how to spit rhymes. Two thumbs up, you gon' point them at this guy. Al Edison couldn't be this fly. So ask how I feel and you know I reply like I feel so awesome. How you feel? Awesome. I guess that awesome. Shorty, you fine and your body is awesome. Wanna roll? Awesome. Well, let's go. Awesome. Hands in the sky like
history in the making, ain't you feeling it? Thief flow, they say I'm on some show stealing shit. My solo discography, I'm building it. Now every time you hit the space bar, I'm killing it. Yeah, I'm so fucking awesome. 200,000 was paid to outflossom. They don't wanna follow my lead, I gotta force them. To keep the competition in line, you gotta torch them. Fire engine red, in that drop head. Haters drop dead when I'm in that bobsled. Cover girl on my side as she bobs head. Saying yes to my denim as she nods head. XV from the middle of the map. I'm coming to you live from the middle of the trap. Colors in the chain like Skittles out the pack. The hustler teaming with the gentleman of rap.
Now tell me if I got two thumbs and knows how to spit rhymes. Two thumbs up, you gon' point them at this guy. Al Edison couldn't be this fly. So ask how I feel and you know I reply like I feel so awesome. How you feel? Awesome. I guess that awesome. Shorty, you fine. Yeah. Nobody ain't awesome. Wanna roll? Awesome. Well, let's go. Awesome. Hands in the sky.
I'm awesome. Every time I lay it down, I think that I kill him. Play possum. Death proof ride with Rosario Dawson. Tell them open wide when they see how I'm flossing. Cooler than a peppermint. Wayne's World, excellent. Party on guard. Swing. Work ethic harder than a Mexican. That's why I can walk up into any restaurant and close the whole thing. See? Even G couldn't F with it. Semicolon dash parentheses, text message it. That's a side smiley face, cause I'ma make the best of it. I assume you should make room for the elephant. Boom. Where I come from is irrelevant, cause my glory is all that I revel in. And my story begins where most levels end. So all I really gotta tell them is,
now tell me what got two thumbs and knows how to spit rhymes. Two thumbs up, you gon' point them at this guy. Al Edison couldn't be this fly. So ask how I feel and you know I reply like I feel so awesome. How you feel? Awesome. I guess that awesome. Shorty, you fine and your body ain't awesome. Wanna roll? Awesome. Well, let's go. Awesome. Hands in the sky like I feel so awesome. How you feel? Awesome. I guess that awesome. Shorty, you fine and your body ain't awesome. Wanna roll? Awesome. Well, let's go. Awesome. Hands in the sky like
my name is Derek Jones, and this is Sketchy Negro News.
And I'm Javen Jones. Here are the top stories for this week. In Florida, an investigation continues in the case of Trayvon Martin, a 17-year-old black child who was shot by George Zimmerman. Zimmerman claims he shot Martin in self-defense. In response to allegations of racism, Zimmerman states that he is not racist and gives his mentoring of two other black children as proof. Which brings us to Really with Javen and Derek. Really? You mentored black children so that you tell them useful things like don't wear a hoodie and mind your own business because assholes would shoot them down the street because they look suspicious?
Really? You're not racist. Really? But you chased down a young black man who you said looked suspicious and then shot him moments after he cried for help? But you're not racist? So you're just a murderer then?
And really, George Zimmerman, really? You're not racist because you did something nice for two black young people? I'm pretty sure that being a racist isn't on a demerits and credit system. You don't get to do some nice stuff to young black people and then do one bad thing and balance it out. And even if it was on a credit and demerit system, I'm pretty sure that helping two black kids once or twice doesn't make shooting and killing one okay. Really?
And really? What kind of neighborhood watch captain doesn't know the people who live in their own damn neighborhood? I know. Apparently the kind who not only doesn't know anyone, but carries a gun and ignores the 911 operator's instructions not to chase down someone who he thinks is suspicious. Hey, here's an idea. Why don't you just tell the truth? You saw a black kid in a hoodie, and instead of taking the time to think, you acted like a jackass, and now because of your ignorant racist thoughts, someone's son is dead.
This has been Really with Javen and Derek.
Hold on one second, I gotta get my safety voice back on. Facebook's chief privacy officer, Aaron Egan, posted a note on Facebook stating that the company could seek legal action against employers that demand Facebook passwords. When asked about it afterwards, Egan said, "What? Nah, I didn't post that. Shit, must have been Mr. Zuckerman on my account again."
AT&T is facing a government lawsuit for allegedly letting scammers overrun a calling service for the deaf, then sticking taxpayers with a bill. As reported by Bloomberg Businessweek, many scammers overseas take advantage of government payouts by fraudulently reporting that they are helping deaf internet users and collecting the checks. Allegedly, AT&T knowingly allowed this fraud to continue in an effort to avoid losing money. In fact, here at Sketchy Negro News, we've obtained a copy of just such a call. We're going to play it now. Hello?
I've got money. I have customer. They want to talk to you now.
Wait, what? What?
I have money. They have customer. They want to talk to you now. Also, when you finish talk, you must say, go ahead.
Wait, you have money?
Go ahead.
I did. You have money?
No, you must say, go ahead.
Okay, I'm an official representative from AT&T. Is this your service?
Is this your service?
That's what I asked you.
Go ahead. Wait, you're supposed to say go ahead, sir.
Okay, is this your service? Go ahead.
No. I have customer. They have money. I won't give money you. But first, you must send us check for $10 million. Go ahead.
Okay, clearly you're not doing the job here. But we'll still send you $10 million because it's not our money. Go ahead.
I love Verizon.
And that's the whole tape. Apparently, that's how it happened.
A high school teenager in Minnesota who was able to get two porn stars as his prom dates is now dateless after one porn star pulled out and his school said the other was not welcome. We here at Sketchy Negro News know that that is not true, because when have you ever seen a porn star pull out?
Oh.
Mike Stone says, don't worry. He's already working on a plan B for the big night. Again, when have you ever seen a porn star use plan B? I'm on a roll. Which was going to be the same as his plan A. He was going to look at porn stars all night and then go home and masturbate using his own tears as lubrication. Yes, Mike, they just died in your arms tonight.
Pope Benedict XVI is visiting Mexico this week at a time when the country is in turmoil due to a violent ongoing drug war and a presidential election. On his flight from Rome to Mexico, Pope Benedict condemned the drug trade. However, once he touched down in Mexico, he had a change of heart and did a few lines.
Newt Gingrich was quoted as saying he thinks it's Obama's fault that people think he's Muslim. Not Newt. They think Obama's Muslim because, you see, Newt still eats copious amounts of pork. I'm sorry, I'll continue. Gingrich said, and I quote, I think it's very bizarre that he is desperately concerned to apologize to Muslim religious fanatics while they are killing young Americans. Upon hearing Gingrich's comments, Obama responded, Newt Gingrich? I thought he dropped out.
According to a detailed government report, nearly 40% of all American women have never been married. Speculated causes for this discrepancy? No one liked it enough to put a ring on it. Oh, 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 oh,
Kazakh Maria Dmitriko won a gold medal for Kazakhstan on Thursday at the Arab Shooting Championship. I'm sorry, did I say Arab? I meant Arab. An Arab is somebody who works at the corner store down the block. They give you Lucy's for a dollar. And during the award ceremony, the public address system broadcast the spoof anthem from the 2006 movie Borat. Kazakhstan has called the playing of a spoof of its national anthem a scandal and demanded an investigation into the event, saying, this was just as unfunny as watching the movie Borat itself. Later, it was discovered that the whole thing was a spoof because there's no way that Kazakhstan would have won an award.
And that has been Sketchy Negro News. I'm Javen Jones.
And I'm Derek Jones.
And we will see you next week. Good night and good luck.
God bless.
And that is the show. Real quick, want to give a special shout out to, once again, Joanna Moffitt, Christy, and also Rashani from Single Simulcast. Thank you for helping me do this show. Thank you for putting it together. Thank you for listening. If you want to be on the show, or if you just actually want, I guess, to just, you know, write something for the show, if you just want to contact me, you can find me on Twitter. There's not a show email yet. Working on that. When I say working on that, it really just means that I'm a little lazy and I haven't got to it yet. But you can still catch me on Twitter. I am @adjective_J on Twitter. I appreciate any and all feedback. Also, you can find the show on iTunes. And if you would please tell your friends about the show. That's pretty much all I'm going to ask. That's not all I'm going to ask. I'm also going to ask that if you could leave a review, 5 stars, please, 5-star reviews. And that was probably the first thing you should do if you really want to be on this show. Yeah. 5-star reviews get you on the show. Anyway, seriously though, if you do want to be on the show, hit me up. If you have something that you want written, that you've written, that you would like on the show, hit me up, hit me up, hit me up. That's pretty much everything. Thank you. Thank you so much for tuning in. The show's only about 30 minutes long, but it's a good 30 minutes, right? I think that's what counts. I think just the fact that I don't last for hours and upon hours like those other shows doesn't mean that I don't satisfy you in this 30 minutes. And that is the sound of a man who clearly is feeling less than sufficient. Anyway, everybody take it easy. And I will see you next week. And you know what? Why not? Please remember that while ignorance is the absence of knowledge, That while ignorance is the absence of knowledge, knowledge isn't necessarily the absence of ignorance. We're out.